When I first noticed my child changing, I put it down to him being a teenager, starting a new school and having new friends. But then I really started to worry about his education, and I raised my concerns with the school. As it was a new school, they didn't know him, and they didn't seem to take my concerns very seriously. But then my child started missing lessons and coming home late, which was totally out of character. And within a few months, my child appeared to be completely different. I didn't have a clue what to do. All communication had shut down. My child was so different, angry, non-communicative. He looked physically different. He looked tired. I didn't know what was happening, but I knew my child wasn't happy. I could see he was anxious. After realizing he was sneaking out at night, we fitted a motion camera to pick up his movements, which confirmed a car was picking him up in the night just at the top of our road, but out of sight of the camera, so we couldn't get the car details. I confronted my child, and his response was so extreme. He became really aggressive and shouting, and he was getting in my face. This was really out of character and shocked me. This is when I became really frightened. I knew this was serious. My child was involved in something. I couldn't really work out exactly what. I begged him to tell me. I promised I wouldn't get angry. I promised that he could trust me with anything. Please, please just tell me, I kept saying to him, but he just left. Frantic with worry, I searched his room, looking for anything that would help me work out what was going on. To my horror, I found little plastic bags, a large knife, some mini scales, some papers with numbers on, and then stashed in the base of his bed, there was these packets which looked like cannabis. I was absolutely mortified. I really just didn't know what to do. I couldn't think straight. What shall I ring the police? What if I'm going to get him into more trouble? What should I? Anyway, I just decided to put it all on the table and wait for him to return home. Was a long night, seemed like hours or weeks, just waiting for him to come back through the door. Eventually, he did come through the door. I demanded to know what was going on and pointed to everything on the table. His face changed. He went from anger to fear, horror, and then to my surprise, he just started crying. It was heartbreaking to see him in such distress. He couldn't really talk, he wasn't making much sense. Was holding on to him, trying to console him. Kept saying about money, he owed money, and I didn't really understand what he was talking about. I said, just calm down, just tell me slowly, start from the beginning. He said he hated his life. He was delivering drugs, he couldn't stop. I was so confused. How could you owe this money? My child said that he'd been buying cannabis from a dealer, and then he didn't have any money, and they said, oh, it's okay, you can have some for free, you've been a good customer. But it turned out it wasn't for free, and then they were told they had to pay it back immediately. But they didn't have any money, so they agreed to deliver drugs to pay off what was owed instead. And he was too frightened to tell anyone and scared about not paying. And it was all just getting out of control, and he didn't know what to do. And he'd started delivering these drugs, and then one night he was sent to a house to deliver. He was robbed, and this made the debt even worse, and he owed even more money. So I said, I'll pay the debt, find out how much you owe, and we'll get it paid, and that will be the end of it. And I just wanted it all to stop, and I wanted to make him safe. And so, after a lot of persuasion, he really didn't want to tell me or arrange the meeting, but he agreed that it couldn't continue the way it was, and there was really no other option, we thought. So he arranged to meet them and I went with him with all this money. It was a lot of money, and gave him the money and I said that that was the end of it and they was to leave my child alone, and it was stopped. We went home and I could see the relief on my son's face. It's like a cloud had been lifted. This terrible situation was over. I'd got my child back home and we could just get back on with our lives, I thought. Then a few days later, there was a knock at the door. It was two men in their 20s. It wasn't the men that I'd met. They asked me by name. They looked very intimidating. I tried to shut the door, but they blocked it with their foot. They said that they wanted interest. The money I paid had interest attached to it, apparently. And I hadn't paid that back. And it was months of interest and it had all built up. They was asking for so much more money. I tried to be really firm and look them in the eyes, even though I was terrified, and said I won't be paying any more money. They've had enough. And it was to go. They gave a load of vile threats about harming my child and what they would do to him and how they were going to damage my home, my cars. I felt sick and trapped. It was awful. They said they'd be back in a couple of days for the money. I was frantic. I didn't know what to do. Obviously, the threats they'd made, but I thought if I go to the police, I've now given drug dealers money. What am I going to do? I just didn't know where to turn. I had no one really I could talk to. I didn't know anyone else that had been in a situation like this. It's like Googling, going on the net, trying to find answers. And then I saw PACE, this charity that come up about parents against child exploitation. And I read some stories that sounded quite similar. I gave them a ring. I spoke to a parent worker and they explained everything. And it was called debt bondage. And apparently even when my son was robbed, that was all part of a staged robbery that they do to keep them in debt. I just couldn't believe my ears. We had to talk about my immediate concerns, obviously my safety, how we'd only got this day left to pay this money and they were going to be coming back, and what my options were. They encouraged me to report it to the police. I waited for my child to be home and then we went to the police station together. My child was really reluctant to do this for obvious reasons. He was so scared. Well, we both was. PACE made a referral for my child to get a support worker. We'd made the statement to the police, but we just didn't feel safe in our home. These offenders clearly knew where we lived, what our names were, our car registrations. We were just terrified. So we was advised to go and stay outside the area if we could, so we went to stay with family. The police started the investigation. Support continued for me and my child for PACE, which we were always grateful for. The youth service worker, he started talking to my son as well, which was a huge help. The more I found out about these people, the more I realised the risk we were all in. It was really hard moving our lives like this. My child had been cut off from everyone, which was probably the hardest part. But I'm pleased to say we are doing much better. We're still waiting for the outcome of the police investigation. I realise now, whatever I'd have paid, they would have just kept coming back for more.